If we have a tribe and they accept us, then we have worth. But what about the people who are more fringy, who have fewer friends? What about the new kid? Are they worth less? Or what about when we move school and we don't know so many people? Does that make us worth less? Maybe it's not friendships in general, but rather relationships with the opposite sex. We only feel like we're worth something if we're getting attention. And lack of attention makes us feel rejected or worthless or not good enough. Or sometimes we base our identity on our talents. So maybe we are the one who is amazing at football. That's not me. I have never been the one who is amazing at football. But I was always the singing one. And again, the trouble lies in comparison, because that kind of identity is only secure as long as you continue to be the best at whatever it is. But what happens when someone comes along who's just better than you? Or if you get an injury and you can't use that talent anymore, who are we then? And there are so many examples, none of which are bad things. In fact, they're mostly very good things. It might be our looks, our busyness. I have worth because I'm useful. It might be our hobbies. It might actually be to do with our place in our family. You know, I'm the youngest one, so that affects who I am and how I behave. Or it might even be I'm the eldest one, so I'm the responsible one. It might be our niceness, our helpfulness. I'm the good one. Or you might even go the other way and think, well, okay, I know I can't live up to being the good one, so actually I'll be the naughty one instead. But actually, none of these false identities can really satisfy the question, who are you? Because if we make just one tiny mistake or things around us that we can't control change, then these false identities just fall apart. So why do we do this? Why do all humans seem to have this same struggle? It's almost as though something's missing. Something was meant to be there, some kind of firm foundation to everything, but it's gone. It's a bit like the Titanic movie where all the lifeboats have gone, so the people are just clinging on to whatever they can find to keep them afloat, like doors and bits of broken furniture. But do you remember at the beginning we had that quote by Brennan Manning? It's just up on the screen, and it says, "Define yourself radically as one beloved by God. This is the true self. Every other identity is illusion. Define yourself radically as one beloved by God. This is the true self. Every other identity is illusion." So he's saying that there is something missing, and it's God. Because there's amazing truth to be found in this book, the Bible, and it's the answer to that question, who am I? So the Bible is basically God's love letter to us, and it tells us that we were created out of an overflow of God's love to be in a relationship with him. We're not a random accident. We're not a random collection of atoms that have come together in a particular way. We have value. We have a purpose. This is all in here. It says we are individual masterpieces handcrafted by a master creator. It says we are fearfully and wonderfully made to bear the image of our creator. That's what the Bible says. And we have intrinsic worth simply because of that fact. And that was supposed to be our identity, God's beloved children. But because of sin, because of the bad and selfish choices that we make, we have rejected God and we've turned our backs on the identity that we were intended to have. And we feel this loss. We feel it really deeply. And so in the path that we've chosen to take, the path of independence from God, we choose to look for a man-made solution. And that's why we try to build our identity in all these other things. Relationships, achievements, friendships, talents, looks, a nice personality. But none of it works, because none of them are enough to hold together who you are. None of them can carry the weight of our identity. And so when cracks appear or things get shaken up, we find ourselves feeling all confused again and lost. But because God loves us, he doesn't want us to be lost. So the Bible says in a very famous verse in John 3:16, which we were actually singing earlier, it says, "God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life." So if we believe, it's saying that if we believe in Jesus, if we choose to put our trust in him and his death and resurrection, to trust that because he died and rose again, all the bad things we've said, thought and done are completely washed away, Then we are welcomed back into God's family. He gives us back our identity as children of God. So David, the pastor, used this illustration last week. He said, it's like we're the thumb. And if we choose to trust in Jesus, then we become in Christ. And because we are in Christ, and Christ is in the Father, then we also are in the Father. We are adopted into his family. We are a son or a daughter of God. If we are in Christ, that is who we are. And that's a really firm, solid foundation, a secure identity. And unlike all the other things, it doesn't change. So when you have a bad day, or you don't do very well at something, or someone shouts at you, your friends reject you, or something happens that's really embarrassing, you're still God's child, chosen and dearly loved, the Bible says. And not only that, but it also says that God has a purpose for us. He has good plans for each of our lives. So why do we find this so hard to accept? Why do we still keep trying to find a sense of worth, an identity, a purpose in other places? Maybe you're someone tonight who has put their trust in Jesus, and you know that you're in Christ, but you're not really sure what that means or how to live that way. Or maybe you do struggle with that question of who are you, but you're not really sure who Jesus is either, and you're hesitant to put your trust in him. Or maybe you've actually never really even thought about it. And that's okay, but these are important questions to ask. So this is what we're going to be unpacking over the next few weeks. What does it mean to be in Christ? Why should I put my trust in him? If my identity is a child of God, how does that change anything? Does that change anything? And we're going to be doing that by looking at a particular book in the Bible, a letter written by Paul to the Christians in Ephesus about 2,000 years ago, who were struggling with exactly the same questions that we're looking at tonight. So I'm going to read a bit of it to you now. But don't worry if you don't understand all or indeed any of it. We'll be uncovering more of it in the months to come. So for now, just listen as I read. Listen for all the times I say the words in Christ, and listen for the good things, the blessings that come with it. So this is Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 10. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, God has given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. That is, in Christ, he chose us before the world was made so that we would be his holy people, people without blame before him. Because of his love, God had already decided to make us his own children through Jesus Christ. That was what he wanted and what pleased him. And it brings praise to God because of his wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely in Christ, the one he loves. In Christ, we're set free by the blood of his death, and so we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace, which he has given to us so fully and freely. God, with full wisdom and understanding, let us know his secret purpose. This was what God wanted, and he planned to do it through Christ. His goal was to carry out his plan when the right time came, that all things in heaven and on earth would be joined together in Christ as the head. So just to mention, when it talks about God's plan, that means Jesus coming to die and to deal with our messy sins so that we could be restored to our proper identity as God's children. And this letter goes on to talk about all the amazing things God gives us if we are in Christ, including the amazing new identity we have in him, and to talk about how that affects the way we live our lives. The freedom that we have because we have a firm, unchanging answer to the question, who am I? I said before that I've always struggled with finding my sense of worth in achievements and being the good girl. But as I've realized that it's impossible for me to live up to that, I've also come to know that it's actually okay when I mess up or do something wrong or something that doesn't fit with the high achiever or the good girl. Because it doesn't make me worthless or change my identity. Because those things aren't my identity. They're not who I am. Because who I really am is God's child, chosen and dearly loved. So as we dig deeper into this letter over the next few months, my prayer for you is that you grow in your understanding of what it means to be in Christ and how that may change forever the way you think about the question, who am I? I'm just going to pray for us, and the band are going to come up. We're going to spend some time just responding to that, worshipping God for these amazing truths that he wants us to be his children. He created us to be his children, and the security that we have in that. So I'm just gonna start praying for us. Thank you, Father, that you love us. Thank you that you created us to be your children. Please forgive us for where we try to find our identity in different things. And I'm going to do something that is a bit similar to something that we did this morning. And you might find it helpful just to put your hands out in front of you. Palms up. And just think about maybe some of those things that I've talked about. Where do you find your identity? Where do you find your sense of worth? Is it in friendships and relationships? Is it in achievement? Is it in being good at a particular thing? Or maybe even being bad at a particular thing? And if you just imagine that you're holding those things in your hands. And now just turn your hands to face, palm down. And imagine just letting those things fall away. And Father, please forgive us for where we try and find our identity in different things. We just want to lay some of those things down before you now. And we know that we can't do this ourselves, but in your strength, anything is possible. So we want to come and lay them at the foot of the cross, where you paid the price so that we could be your children. And maybe you just want to turn your palms to face up again. And maybe you are someone who is a Christian here today. And I'm just going to pray that God would help us to really receive afresh that identity. And Father, I just pray that you would help us all to understand more deeply, even in this moment, what it means to be in Christ. Thank you that because we are in Christ, we have every spiritual blessing. We have a firm, secure, and unchanging identity, and we have freedom. We have freedom to be who you created us to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are our Father and you love us. I pray for each one now with their arms outstretched, that you would just touch them right now, Father, with a fresh sense of your love and your security, and fill them afresh with the Holy Spirit. Help us know that we're your children. And maybe you're actually somebody here who isn't a Christian, but perhaps you think maybe you'd like to put your trust in Jesus. Maybe you'd like to step into this new identity as a child of God. And so I'm just going to pray for you now. Everybody's still with their eyes closed. Father, I pray for anyone here who wants to put their trust in you for the first time tonight. Lord, I just pray that you'd be revealing yourself to them. And perhaps if that is you, I'd just invite you to pray along in your heart with me as I pray this prayer now. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you that because you did that, all the bad things that I've thought and said and done have been washed away. I pray that you'd forgive me for all those things. And I pray that you would bring me into a new identity as your child. Help me to follow you.